Blog Talk Radio.
This is Forbes Myers, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
This is Brandon Buddy on Stardish Radio. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. This is Kristen Alderson, and I am on Stardish Radio, the coolest radio station ever.
Hi, this is David Fumero, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Melissa Fumero on Stardish Radio.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to Stardish Radio on this day, September 30th, 2008. I'm your host, Joanne. Call in number 347-945-5423. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Tika Sumter, the lovely Layla Williamson, will be joining me. So make sure you tune in for that. Tonight's discussion, I'm sure everyone has heard that the powers that be have canceled Super Soap Weekend for future years to come. And needless to say, there has been an uproar, and people want to torch the buildings and all that stuff. So we're going to discuss that. So I want to hear everybody's thoughts. So make sure you call in 347-945-5423. I'm bringing on Brandon. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Joanne. How you doing this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm glad to hear it. So, this whole thing with Super Soap, I want to read off before I take any more callers or comments. Subnet did post the list and whatnot, but I received a official press release from ABC Disney publicists, and it says, Cameron Matheson headlines ABC Soapnet Super Soap Weekend at Disney Hollywood Studios. This year's event marks the last in Orlando as ABC's daytime division embarks on the 2009 Soap Nation Tour, a collection of nationwide initiatives designed to interact with fans more often on a year-round basis. Well, in that statement alone, I could find many, many things to pick at. So many things in that sentence, honest to God, I can. I'm kind of speechless in a sense, but let me say, okay, my opinion for this statement is no matter how many nationwide initiatives they design to interact with fans more often on a year-round basis, they're never, ever, ever going to capture the magic of Super Soap Weekend and what it means to so many people. A lot of people complained because it was in Florida, but more times than not, people flew from all 50 states to Florida just for that weekend and had forged relationships and friendships with people, and so many people became such good friends over the bonding of the event. And they're not going to get that on a cruise. They're not going to get that at Uncle Vinny's Cabaret Club or the Brokerage Entertainment Center or, you know, some banquet hall in a hotel. They're not going to capture that kind of stuff. So that's my statement on that thing right there. What are your thoughts, Brandon?
I don't know. I think it's, I mean, I can't really speak to the Super Soap experience because I've never been, but while I applaud their idea of wanting to spread it across the country,
mm-hmm.
I think it's not really feasible to expect them to put on the kind of presentation, the kind of experience that they do with Super Soap,
mm-hmm.
because it's not really feasible to haul 50 stars around the country.
Right.
And, you know, it's the thing about Super Soap is it's kind of a so many fans can get so many different experiences in that one place because
mm-hmm.
there's so many people, there's so many things to do, there's so many lines to get in, there's so many shows to see, there's, you know, even if you don't like one particular person, there's so many other people that you may like. And
right.
And this idea of having events all across the country, I think is a good one, but it's probably only going to be 4 or 5 stars max, because
right.
it's not really feasible to do anything other than that. And so
mm-hmm.
I think it cheats the fans a little bit.
Oh, I completely agree. I said yesterday, they're like right now, the only thing that ABC asks of the stars is to do one weekend a year at Super Soap Weekend, where they get a paid trip to Disney that they can go experience with their families
yeah.
and have their little weekends. Now they're going to be asking them to do more and more throughout the year
yeah.
in different places. So there's pressure put on that way also. And you're right. It's, you know, they're not going to be able to have 31 people from the 3 different soaps collectively in one place the way they do it at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, it's just not feasible.
No,
I mean, they're not spending money on the shows themselves, so they're not going to spend money on, you know, hauling 40 people across the country.
Exactly. Colgate Total sponsors it. Now, let me just say here, in this press statement, it says, we have certainly enjoyed hosting the ABC Soap Stars and their fans over the years, and we're going to make sure this year's event is a fitting finale, says Rylus Carter, Vice President of Disney's Hollywood Studios. Confirmed events with the 2009 Soap Nation Tour that support the new effort begin on the West Coast with the maiden voyage of SoapNet presents Rock the Soap, a 3-day cruise from Los Angeles to Mexico. That's a stretch. Hosted by Bob Guinea and filled with top daytime stars, including Rebecca Budig, Torsten Kay, Jason Thompson, Kelly Monaco, Cassie DePaiva, and Bree Williamson, featuring musical performances, autograph sessions, and parties. More information about that event can be found at www.rockthesoap.com. New contests will be developed to provide trips to New York so winners can attend a Broadway Cares of One Night musical celebration featuring daytime stars, and continued participation in the CMA's music festival with stars attending the event weekend. Additional information regarding new fan experiences and expanded affiliate events will be released next year. Come on. Come on.
I don't know. I think if this is true and this really is the last year, I think they should pull out all the stops and bring everybody. They should just shut down ABC Daytime for the week, bring the
mm-hmm.
View down there, bring everybody down there, and you
right.
know, give the fans a fitting send-off. I mean, this list of stars that is coming is ridiculous.
It's sad. It truly is sad.
The All My Children list is offensive to me. I mean, you have Darnell Williams coming, but not Debbie Morgan.
Right.
You have Ricky Paul Golden, but not Beth Ellers. You have,
or even Chrishell Stouse.
Exactly.
I mean,
you have no David Canary, you have no Michael Knight.
No David Canary. And not for nothing, the Queen of Daytime is not even on the list as a tentative guest.
And doesn't she always have some kind of fan event herself down there?
Yes, she does. That Friday before, she does the Brown Derby lunch breakfast to support her charity. But, I mean, I can understand that why she may or may not go because of Dancing with the Stars. They want to see how far she'll go in the competition, but at least have her name on there as a tentative guest. That's just my thought on that. Let's go over here to the phones real quick and start taking some calls. Area code 847, you're on the phone.
Oh, Joanne, thank you so much for letting me be a part of this.
Hi, Rita. How are you?
Oh, happy to be talking to you, Joanne, and thank you for letting me be a part of this.
Oh, you're welcome.
My friend Jenna and I, my friend is just wise beyond her years. She even came up with an idea of some kind of I can't even remember the word she said, but it's one of the things I heard was people can get out of control. I know I could get out of control, and I hope I didn't on any of your radio shows that you were, that I was privileged to be a part of. I hope I never sounded like I was going to attack them if I was to meet them in person.
No.
Thank you. That's important to me. But I have dreamed of going to Super Soap Weekend, and so has my friend. And as you know, me, like half the rest of the world, my finances is a soap opera in itself. It can almost be taken out of some episode from Murder, She Wrote, but we won't go into that right now.
Okay.
I was so looking forward to going to one of these Super Soap Weekends. And it's something so magical about meeting these people. I saw just in the Chicagoland area two of them, Kendall and Greenlee, and that's how I met my friend, my teenage friend Jenna. And there was just something so beautiful in their personality. I didn't realize that they were as beautiful as they are beautiful. I mean, on the inside as they are on the outside. And there's just something so magical about meeting, being in an atmosphere like Disney World. That's good for them. They work, this is 5 days a week. This is 5 days a week they air. There's 40 to 50 people. They need something as well as we do. I mean, they're not working for 1 hour to be shown at nighttime. They're working for 5 hours a week for our viewing. And we need that. They need that. I can't believe that this is coming to an end. And if you don't mind me asking you, since I'm computer illiterate, please, you have my utmost permission to sign my name's Rita Shulman to any petition against it.
Oh, okay. Well, let Jenna know, because there is a petition going around, and Jenna can take care of that for you.
She already did, and this is crazy. This is beyond crazy. And 1-800-868-3411. I have that number memorized. I do it on any phone number I have, any phone number I can get to. We want to keep her in the game because she is doing marvelous, our favorite La Lucci.
Yes,
if
she
could dance nearly as well as she could sing, she should make it to the end. That's another complaint I have to all my children. I don't think they take advantage of the beautiful set of lungs she has as much as they should.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, Rita, I appreciate
you. Can you keep me on the listening?
Of course,
listening instead of. Yeah.
Okay, Rita, hang on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I think Rita made a very good point, because I remember when Laura Wright first came to General Hospital and she went down to her first Super Soap right after she started on the show. And I remember just reading some remarks of hers to the extent of, you know, go work on a Procter & Gamble show for a while and then tell me that, you know, ABC Soaps don't have it okay. She couldn't believe the adulation, the fans, the whole experience of something like Super Soap Weekend, you know, having come from 8 years of Guiding Light where, you know, there were no frills, there were no budget, there was no anything. And she couldn't believe the experience.
Right.
So I think Rita makes a good point about the actors. You know, the actors get something out of it, too, not just the fans.
Right. Well, I completely agree with you there also. All right, let's go over here. Tony, you're on the phone.
Hey, Joanne. Hey, Brandon. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Tony.
Okay. I just got a chance to listen to a little bit of this, and when I heard about the news that Super Sub Weekend was being canceled after the season, the first words that came out of my mouth, like, Brian Franz, you screwy MF, you know what I'm saying? you screw it up. You have already taken away so many things from us already. Not to mention, you screwed up something, man. You screwed up our ABC shows. You took away our fan events that we usually love to do. Fan February and Fun of the Sun. Now you're taking away the one thing that's like the Super Bowl, the World Series, and the NBA Finals of soap extravaganza. And extravaganza is the way, too. You are stupid MF if you do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the first one that came out of my mouth. Because Superstar Weekend is like it's the major fans, you know, extravaganza. It's the Super Bowl, that's what I say, it's the Super Bowl fan event. Where you have all these stars from all three shows at one place, at one time. And you can get a chance to meet them up close and personal and all the events that go with it. And all the bells and whistles and everything that goes with it. And now you're taking that away from us, too? I mean, when I saw that, it was unbelievable. And I was very upset. I'm still calmed down from that.
Right. Let me just make a note. Bob Guinea's webmaster, Barbara, is in the chat room. And she's saying Rock the Soap Cruise is going to have over 20 soapies. And that's fantastic. I'm not taking anything away from the Rock the Soap Cruise. I think if they can do that, that's great. But I have the website up right now. So for people who live on the East Coast or even in the Midwest or something,
like me,
to fly to California alone, you're talking at least $800 in airfare.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And the cruise itself, the cruise itself, for two people to go is $780. That's for 3 days. And Super Soap Weekend, I mean, I'm up in Buffalo, and for me to fly down to Florida and pay for a hotel, including my Disney tickets, is costing me less than $400.
Hello?
So
Hello?
There's no comparison as far as I'm concerned. You know, that's the event I think is perfect for people who live on that end of the United States. The people that live in the western part of the United States, I think that's a fabulous event to go to if you can afford it. They are running a contest to win a free trip. I don't know what the odds of that contest are, but they've been running the contests for Super Soap Weekend also. I don't know. I just can't with money as tight as it is right now for everyone, I just would not be able to see paying that kind of money to fly to California to go to Mexico for 3 days. The money's just insane. And then if you want a nicer, even with no view, okay, like a cabin here, inside no view, main deck too, for one person, $1,099.
Come on.
No view. 4C inside, no view, upper deck three. One person. $1,149. This is just to sleep on a boat for 3 days.
That's freaking ridiculous.
Well, the other thing is, like, on a cruise, that's pretty much all there is to do. Whereas at a place like Disney World, you have other things to do, not only in the park, but in the area.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, it's not just, it doesn't have to just be about Super Soap. It can be about, you know, the park. It can be about Florida. It can be about the ocean. You know,
right.
there's other attractions.
Right, and there's more than one theme park, and there's more than one theme park in the Orlando area. You got not only got Disney, you got Universal Studios not far from there. I mean, come on.
Universal is there. There's a lot of things there. But you know what, though? Barb's making a good point. You know, it goes both ways. Nobody's ever going to be pleased because it does give the people on the West Coast a chance also. And I can totally sympathize with that because it would be the same thing for them to travel to the East Coast. I can totally understand that. But to break it up into tiny, smaller events, they're just never going to capture that magic that Super Soap has. People are not going to forge the way that they did over the last, 12, 13 years. You know, people have made friendships and relationships, and I mean, it goes on and on and on. And you're not going to get that at these little entertainment things at Broadway Cares. You're not going to get that at the CNAs. You're not going to get that at these places.
No, you're not.
You're not. So, you know, it just all depends, you know. All right, let me move over here now. Hang on, Tony. We're going to Michelle. Hi, Michelle. Michelle, are you there?
Hello.
Hello?
Michelle, are you there?
No, they're not there. Okay, we'll move back on. Michelle, are you there?
Hello?
Michelle, can you hear me?
Yes, come on. Yeah, we hear you fine.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
I'm on a cell phone.
That's okay. Everybody, this is Michelle. She writes for the Palm Beach Daily News /soapbox. How are you, darling?
I'm great, except for this news. I'm not really great about that.
Yeah.
I think that everybody has made, you know, some really good points, and I would say that I agree really with what everybody said so far. I think the soap cruise is great, but why get rid of Super Soap? Like you said, it's magical. It's incredible. I mean, this will be my fourth year going, and there's nothing that can replace Super Soap with all those people. And it's not, I mean, like you said, you know, you meet so many fans. And, yeah, I mean, you meet, you know, you go to those little, I've also been to the fan club weekend, you know, and that was great. It was nice. But you don't really interact with fans as much as you do at Super Soap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, I read this press release, too, and it says, oh, you know, Broadway cares. That's nice, but it's like just sitting, I think, and I've never been, but it's like you're sitting in a theater listening to them sing. It's not interactive, right?
Right. No, it's not. They put on a show. Yeah, it's a show where they all sing and dance and do kind of like a Broadway skit for to benefit AIDS.
Again, that's great. That's great, and I think they should keep doing that, but. Don't get rid of Super Soap.
Yeah, that's just a mistake and a half. They're not going to, I mean, they're doing all that now, you know, and they're asking people to commit to one weekend, the people that do get invited, the stars, and, you know, it's a great trip for them. Colgate Total sponsors it. I mean, let me back up a little bit and just say no one knows the real reason why Super Soap is no more. A statement from Brian Fond says that we recognize that we live in a soap nation, from primetime soaps to daytime soaps to reality and celebrity soaps. They are all around us. The 2009 tour will be a collection of coast-to-coast fan-based events that will ignite our soap nation, says Brian Fond, president of Daytime Disney ABC Television Group. Our fans have told us that they want us in their neighborhood, so we are traveling our daytime talent to better serve them. The new year will bring new ways to involve our stars in more events, more cities, more often, Fonz continued. We thank Walt Disney World for being a wonderful host and partner and look forward to our plans to send Super Soap off with a bang and celebration it deserves. So, I mean, okay.
And maybe we should, I mean, maybe it's not quite fair to judge something we haven't seen yet. I mean, you know, maybe we should wait and see how this all unfurls before we blast these people.
No.
I mean, the fact is that on the face of it, it just was like a slap in the face to fans.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I think
or,
it
you
is.
Know, I mean, on one hand, we should probably reserve judgment, but on the other hand, it just seems...
You can't help but voice your opinion.
Your first impression of the news is not good.
Right.
Especially considering the paltry list of talent involved. We should take a moment and give out the list of stars who are in attendance in case people haven't seen it.
Yeah, let's do that. So for All My Children, Rebecca Budig, yay, I'm very happy about that. Bobby Eakes, another one. Melissa Claire Egan, Ricky Paul Golden, Torsten K, Cameron Matheson, Alicia Minshew, and Eden Regal. Those are the guests that are going to be attending, the cast members from All My Children that will be attending.
Plus Aiden Turner and Donnell Williams.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I didn't go down far enough. Yes, Aiden Turner and Darnell Williams. So, okay. That
so there's no David Canary. There's no Michael Knight. There's no Debbie Morgan. There's no...
And in all fairness, I've heard people say today, well, you know, these people do have lives, and they may not want to pack up and go to Super Soap Weekend. Okay, well, you know what? That's fair. Of course, you know, we know they have lives, and yeah, there are some people that cannot separate reality from television and think there really is a Pine Valley and whatever. But I think that because it's the last one, there would be more of an effort made to have some of the bigger main stars. Some of the vets, some of these vets do not do events. You're not going to get David Canary to go sit in the brokerage center or in the lobby of a hotel or something like that. You know what I mean? I mean, Ray McDonald is another one, you know? And not to mention that you're going to bring in couples, especially new ones or half of couples. You got Ricky Paul Golden without Chrishell Stauff or Beth Ellers.
That's just what I'm going to say. As hard as they're pushing this Beth Ellers Ricky Paul Golden rematch, you would think they would bend over backwards to have them both there.
Right.
At a fan event like of this magnitude, you know, where
exactly.
You can
kind of like push it on everybody, you know.
Yeah, where they can interact with fans and the fans can see their chemistry up close. I think it would go a long way towards selling that couple.
Right. Let's see. One Life to Live. Kristen Alderson, Brandon Buddy, Cassie DePaiva, Michael Easton, Farrah Fath, Susan Haskell, John Paul Lavoisier, Erica Slezak, Jason Tam, Brittany Underwood, and Bree Williamson. Okay, the only issue I have with this list is you got Susan Haskell without Trevor St. John.
Yeah.
Because that's the storyline they're trying to push now. You know, I mean, yeah, you got Michael Easton, but Michael Easton is also involved with Cassie DePaiva's character, so there's a little triangle there. Okay.
But where's Andrea Evans? Where's Hillary B. Smith? Where's Bob Woods? Where's Katherine Hickland?
Kathy Breyer.
Exactly.
No Kathy Breyer this year. Bree Williamson is there, which I love Bree Williamson, don't get me wrong, but she's not there with Kamar. She's not there with anybody. You know, it's like, okay, what happened to Melissa Archer and John Brotherton?
Yep. David Fumero.
David Fumero. You know, and Kamar. So there's that. Oh, and then you get to the Hell in a Handbasket, Guess What's the General Hospital. Wow. Bradford Anderson, which is always a doll to see. He's beautiful. I love Bradford. Brandon Brosh, great addition. I have no issue with that. Julie Marie Berman, Tyler Christopher. And I'm sorry, not for nothing, Tyler Christopher's been on the list for the last 3 years and hasn't shown up yet. Jason Cook, Rebecca Herbst, Kelly Monaco, Kirsten Storms, Jason Thompson, and Laura Wright. So you got Jason Thompson without Kimberly McCullough.
Kimberly McCullough.
You got Laura Wright with nobody.
Without Ingo, without Maurice, without Steve.
Without Wright. And then... damn, that, you know, Tyler Christopher, without Claire Coffey, for crying out loud. You're throwing that in everybody's face. Push that.
Or Sarah Brown, for that matter.
You know, so, I mean, I do think
and
they could have
there's
better.
No Tony Geary, there's no Jane Elliott, there's no... Jeannie Francis would pack that place.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, look, they did it a couple of years ago when they came back. It was an insane event to watch Tony Gary and Jeannie Francis, you know? Again,
there's no Greg Vaughn.
Oh, yeah, no Greg Vaughn. You got Kelly Monaco there, again, with nobody. No Sebastian Roche. I mean, for crying out loud, you could have Dirk Cheatwood and his brother there. You know, bring somebody from Sonny's crew, you know, since Maurice won't get on a plane.
Yeah, or Nancy Grahn or Carolyn Hennessy or...
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, you could go on and on and on. I mean, I'm going because I love to go, and there are people on these lists that I definitely want to see and have the opportunity to meet, because I know that if this, in fact, is the last Super Soap weekend, this will be my last chance to meet these people. So that's why, I had every intention to go, and I had my tickets booked a month already, but, you know, I'm a little disappointed in the list. So that's that. Let me see who else we got here on the phone. What did I do? Michelle, I lost you?
Yeah. My one cell phone went out, and so now I'm on another cell phone. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on the guest list?
Well, I hate to say it, but I'm a little disappointed. Is that wrong?
Mm-hmm. No,
you know,
I don't think it's wrong.
I mean, I just think, you know, they overlooked the vets, totally overlooked the vets, you know, and especially on One Life to Live, I love Erica Slezak. I'm glad she's coming. She could come every year and she'd be popular, but, you know, like, Robert S. Wood, Hillary
B. Smith,
Catherine Hicklin,
yeah.
Robin Strong,
Kristen.
It goes on and on and on. And, I just think it's terrible how they do that. They just overlook the vets. And they would be really, how popular would they be? I mean, they would be mobbed.
Right. Now, Michelle, you were there last year. You saw David Canary.
Yes. Oh, that was
He was an incredible hit last year.
Yes, yes. And everybody was clamoring for his fast pass.
Yes. And I saw him last month, and he said that he definitely would go.
And Michael Knight, I heard your interview with him, and he sounded like he really, really wanted to go. That didn't he say he's been there every year and he loves going? Oh, what's that? They didn't ask him? That's ridiculous. And I'm very disappointed because I couldn't get his fast pass last year, and he's the one person I really, really wanted to see this year, and now he's not going.
Right.
I think the worst is Debbie Morgan. As huge a hit as the comeback was of Jesse and Angie, I cannot believe that they don't have Darnell and Debbie together in some capacity.
And especially, not even if this is just a regular, ordinary Super Soap weekend, especially since obviously they knew for a long time coming this is the last one. It's not as if they just woke up and said, hey, you know what? Super Soap's coming next month, but you know what? We ain't going to do it no more. Forget it. Okay. So whoever we got, we got. They didn't do that. You know, they knew this months, if not last year in advance, that it wasn't happening. So, I mean, sweeten the pot, man. You know, if you're going to take something away, at least make it really, really good. Now, back to the guest list, not for nothing. I'm going to bring Georgette on real quick. Georgette, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening. What's up, guys?
Okay. So, the guest list, as far as the street jam goes, what were we were talking about that earlier.
You got Bobby Eakes, Kristen Alderson, Brittany Underwood, Jason Tam, Brandon Buddy. Who else?
Cassie or no?
Cassie DePaiva, that's it. So there's no Cassie Breyer, and maybe Melissa Edelstein, maybe. But when she sang,
Williams.
And maybe Bree Williamson, but when she sang and when Bree sang, they sang like as a group. So you couldn't hear just one person sing. I don't think that Bree and Melissa Egan are on the level where they can sing by themselves.
Right.
That's my opinion. But it's stupid. This whole thing about Super Surfer.
Well, yeah,
stupid.
And then we definitely have Bob Guinea as a house band, which I'm so glad about. I'm excited about that.
The Bob Guinea band hasn't performed in 2 years.
No, that's not true. They do it every year at Super Soap Weekend.
They didn't perform last year. Where were you? They didn't perform.
I thought Bob was in the chat room. Did Bob back up the singers last year at Super Soap? I'm almost positive he did.
His band did, but not him.
Yeah, but he's been touring around. We have to check his website because I know that he said he had some stuff going on.
His band played for them because he hosted the street jam both nights. Remember with Kelly Monaco one night and the other night he was by himself? Or Bradford kind of hosted the first night. His band played for them, but he didn't sing. Oh, and yeah, Bradford he might sing. So.
When was the last time Bob sang? No, I'm almost positive he did something. My memory's not that great, so I don't want to say it.
Okay. She said Bob does not sing with them at Super Soap because he's always too hoarse. But it has been 2 years. But he had a gig last month, so it's not like he hasn't been singing. He's just not doing it at Super Soap because he does the hosting all day and all he does is talk. So
yeah,
which
that's
is fine.
What I told you. Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine. I mean, his band is great regardless. We have them to back it up. So, but in Street Jam's past, we had, Renee Goldsberry, Trevor St. John, Kathy Bryant, Jacob Young, Eden Regal, Susan Lucci, Cassie DePaiva, who else? Tika Sumter.
Yeah. Sonia Eddy.
Who? Sonia Eddy. I just don't see how they're going to pull off the Street Jam unless they got some things stuffed up their sleeve somewhere.
Street Jam, that's going to be. I'm going to sit there and watch one night to see Britney, and that's about it.
Mm. Well, Britney Underwood, Jason Tam, and Kristen Alderson and Brandon Buddy, I'm sure will definitely be performing. So that's fine. All right, let me see. I want to get some more callers real quick, so don't go nowhere. Area code 352.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Hi. I just want to say I really think it's disappointing about Super Soap Weekend not going next year.
Who's this now?
Courtney.
Oh, hi, Courtney. I'm sorry.
Hey, Joanne.
go ahead. Tell me your feelings on the whole matter.
I think it's really disappointing. I went last year and the year before that, and it was a blast. I really enjoyed it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think they should continue with it because I don't think they can really, not saying that the other events aren't going to be good, but I don't think they can pull it off just as well as Super Soap Weekend.
Right.
I don't know. I just don't. I kind of think that it's kind of.
No, I agree. Let me ask you, Courtney, had you ever made, the last 2 years that you went to Super Soap Weekend, did you make any friends while you were there?
Yeah.
Were you any of the ones that sat out there at 1 o'clock in the morning waiting for fast passes?
Not outside in the parking lot, but I got up really early and stayed out there.
Uh-huh. See? All right. Hang on, Courtney. Georgette, tell me about how many people you've met over the last, how many years have you been going? 6 years?
It's my 6th year this year.
So let's say, how many friends do you think that you might have made over the last 6 years of the bonding over this event?
Well, I've made lots of friends on and off, but overall, I've met, a lot of people that I know now. I would say somewhere close to about 50 to 100 people, because every year when I sit outside on the concrete, cold concrete, you see different people every day, every year.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the same people and stuff. But they're not going to be able to recreate Super Soaps. There's no way in hell you can't. Because seriously, if you're going to try to recreate it, you can't. Because first of all, the waking up in the morning and getting wasted the night before and coming in the morning and puking on the grass and sitting on the cold concrete. I'm not done. Sitting on the cold concrete.
Oh, holy cow, there's that.
Sitting on the cold concrete and Bradford Anderson waking you up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, wake the hell up. You're sitting on the cold concrete with freaking blankets and shit and people sitting on top of you, and all of a sudden you hear a whisper in your ear, wake up, and you look up and it's Bradford Anderson. You're not going to have that ever again. Are you kidding me?
Hell no.
That was amazing. For those of you who were not at Super Soap last year, although Georgette and I we didn't meet at Super Soap last year. That's a whole long story. I mean, we knew who each other was, but we didn't meet at Super Soap. It was the same day. The night that she's talking about is we were out in front of MGM, and it was around 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and we were all pretty close up to the front gates, and Georgette was sleeping, and there was people laying on the concrete with their sleeping bags, and me and my best friend Linda had a couple of wheelchairs that we found in the parking lot, and we fell asleep in.
Boring.
And all of a sudden you hear the swishing of the feet and the whispering, and I look up, and I'm like, holy crap, there's Bradford Anderson with the friggin' silk neck cameras. I was like, are you kidding me? So I smacked Linda. I said, get the camera out. What are you doing? So she jumps up out of the chair and, you know, fixing her lipstick or whatever. And here comes Bradford with the camera, the soap net crew. They're going crazy. He's dumping potato chips and orange soda in everybody's lap.
Joanne.
Yes.
Were you there the night before?
Yes, but I wasn't there when he was there.
The night before. Listen to what he did for us the night before. The night before, he came, and he was on the other side of the gate. They locked the gates, and he was banging on the gate. We're like, what the hell is that noise? And we're all sleeping again, and we look up, and Bradford's like, hey, guys, what's up? Like, loud as hell, woke everybody up. He's like, I came to check on you guys to make sure you're okay, and he had the camera crew with him again. So what he did is he made all the Disney employees get hot water and chocolate milk, like bags of hot chocolate, and we all had hot chocolate all night.
See, where are you going to get that anywhere else? You're not. I mean, for crying out loud, you're not. That's just one fan experience, you know, that will stay with you for the rest of your life. You're not going to get that at Broadway Cares or the CMAs, and not even the soap cruise, you know.
No, you can't. You can't recreate the puking. You can't recreate sitting on the cold-ass wet floor for 8 hours. There's no way. You can't recreate us singing and playing Uno on the floor, the cold concrete. You can't recreate going in the bathroom, it being all wet when you want to pee at night because they hose down the whole damn place. You can't recreate any of that.
I mean, not for nothing. So many people, forged friendships over this experience, and it's like a tradition. Linda and I go every year for the last 5 years as a tradition. This is our yearly getaway, and we start planning it the day that we leave. I was hoping to go back, you know, there this year on an official capacity, you know, as a host of Stardish Radio, and I'm glad I'm going to be able to go for one last year to do my thing from there. And I just hope that enough people sign a petition, and I hope enough people, you know, send in postcards and emails and smarten up to the powers that be. There's no reason for them to get rid of Super Soap unless they're totally broke, you know, and they just can't afford it anymore. But I thought that Colgate Total sponsored it, so I don't, you know, I mean, I don't know how the business end runs, you know, but this is just, you know, us outsiders looking in.
There's a lot of things that I think ABC doesn't tell us, and I think there's a lot of pieces that are missing that they're not going, we'll never know. Do you know what I mean? So,
right.
I mean, and I know it has a lot to do with ABC being broke because they're not in good shape right now. I mean, look at the soaps. They freaking suck. If you haven't watched them lately, they suck. So, I mean, the ratings are terrible, and ratings is what pays everybody. So if they're not getting the good ratings, then of course you're not going to be able to do it. But like you said, I thought Colgate sponsored it, but I'm sure ABC has to end up paying for some of it. I mean, somehow they have to pay for all the people's flights and all the guests and the hotel. You have to think about all that. That's a lot of money
there. Yeah. I don't know. All right. I'm bringing on Aaliyah. Aaliyah, hi.
Hey, Joanne. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, hon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
You're used to discussing the Super Soap Weekend and the catastrophe that's going on right now.
Right. What's your thoughts on it?
Well, I do have a very large problem with the list that they chose. I know that when I went, my favorite people, I went in 2006, and I had, for all three of the people that I had fast passes for, I think they're bringing, is Eden on that list? Because that was one of my three I got fast passes for. And I think that's it. My other two were Katie McLean and Michael Knight. And I feel like the people that they're choosing isn't the best of choices. For instance, like you said before, Michael Knight's pass is always out, and why they would get rid of him, I don't know. Or in David Canary, and that, it's just, I don't know if they chose the right people for their last one.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's definitely one of the things that I, beefs I have. And also, I feel like it's their last one and they should do it up big. You know, they had the Luke and Laura thing in 2006. And I feel like if this is their last one, why don't they have a big event for the Friday? You know, have some super couple event where they bring back all these different super couples that you can see on stage or something.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're kind of, we're laming out because we don't have money for this, which is, I don't think that's the right thing to do to soap fans when there's so many people that show up. There are thousands and thousands of people that go. And
mm-hmm.
I think that they really, they need to make it big. And if Brian Franz is saying that they're going to have all these smaller events, I really hope that he comes out with details soon, because I think soap fans are going to get a little pissed off. You know,
well, according to him, they're not going to release anything until next year, and some certain surprises are going to be released at the event.
Time, in the time that's going on right now, where soap ratings are so down, they really need to do it up as much as possible. And I think if Brian Franz wants to keep his viewers, I think that he really needs to let out the news as soon as possible and not wait till January, because people are going to start going, well, my soaps don't care about me, so I don't care about my soaps, and find something else to do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They can't afford to take anybody off now. I mean,
that's very problematic. I mean, even, I don't think that the stars probably aren't happy about this, and I know that the fans aren't going to be happy about this, so how is this any sort of a win situation? I think that Disney is running out of money and they're cutting their losses with soaps, but I don't know if this is the way to do it.
Right.
Well,
that's very true.
How do you feel about the whole money situation and the economy, you know, nowadays? What do you think they should do? Because obviously Super Soap Weekend is costing them. So what do you think is a better solution?
I really have no idea, because I don't know what their situation is financially, and I'm sure finances definitely have to be a big part of it. This country is completely screwed up financially, but what they're doing now is certainly not the answer. You know, I mean, you got to think about the amount of money that they earn in the parks. Just by all these people flying in, because, you know, when people fly into Disney, they don't just go there. Most of them just don't go there just for this event. You know, they fly in a couple days in advance. They stay on the property, you know, and they spend a lot of money on those tickets, and the Disney tickets go up every single year. So they're making a lot of money off of food and things like that. And it's not like they shut the park down for soap fans. They still have other people that are coming in, you know, during the event. So, you know, I don't know what their motive is financially. I really, really don't. I couldn't even begin to describe it with the way that things are now. I wouldn't even be able to understand it. It's it's just not the right thing.
Really, for me, this is problematic because I was saving up money so I could go to Super Soap next year, and a bunch of my friends were going with me next year. So I guess as a personal thing, that's what's sad for me. And,
right.
And I'm unsure on how they're going to resolve that because I don't have the money to go to the Soap Cruise. That's really far away. I know how
right.
much the ticket right. costs, and I know that's $1,000 for just the room alone, and then it's the $800 for the ticket for the airfare. And then on top of that, you have to buy a hotel room beforehand. I mean, it costs a lot of money.
It's definitely
a lot of money. It's definitely a lot of money. I don't know.
But the bright side, at least they're saying that they're going to do something. And that's the good thing. At least they're not saying we're going to completely get rid of everything.
You have to hope it's not an empty promise, you know, just to appease everyone for the time being.
As long as there's hope, that's always a good thing. That's my one thing that I'm very happy about, that they do have hope, and there is possibly something that'll happen. Maybe they'll be, and then exactly like, maybe like Aiden Turner said, maybe they'll realize their mistake. You know? Maybe they'll realize their mistake and just not do it next year, and then the year after that, they'll have Super Soap again.
It's possible. Anything is possible. All right, let me go grab some other callers. Hang on, Aaliyah.
Okay, thanks, Joanne.
Okay. Area code 815.
Hey. This
Hi.
Is Jenna. Do you hear me? It's Jenna.
Hi, Jenna.
Did you want to know my feelings?
I certainly do.
I've been saying them in the chat room all night, but I'm mad. Just like everyone else. The only thing I have a problem with this Soap Nation crap is if they have more weekends, that's more time the actors have to spend away from their families. And I think that having just the one weekend gives them more time. I mean, they get to spend time with fans, but then they still get to have a life when they're not working, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
I completely agree.
It's because they have lives, too, not just us. Everyone has a life outside of work, so it's just... And I've actually never gotten to go to Super Soap. I think I'm getting into Soap 03, and I'm officially mad because I didn't know about Fun in the Sun because I was, like, 11. It's not like my parents would have let me go anyway.
Right.
So this really makes me mad. I don't even know what to say. I kind of want to rip Brian's head off, but that's just how I've been feeling about all the crap you've been.
Are you there? Okay, we lost Jenna. Who do I still got? I got Tony, Brandon.
Yes, I'm still here.
Michelle, Georgette.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Michelle, where do we go from here now? I mean, honestly, there's petitions going around.
I mean, do you think they'll really listen to petitions? That's what I wonder. I just wonder about that. I wonder how effective that will be. I think it's a great idea, and I'm not saying not do it, but, you know, I don't know. It seems like when... you know, the executives make up their minds, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying lose hope, and I'm all for petitions, and I would definitely say go for it. But, you know, I just wanted to add one more thought about maybe why. Like you were saying before, Disney makes a lot of money. It brings in tens of thousands.
It's a billion-dollar company, for God's sake.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm just saying, I'm that weekend alone with the tens of thousands of people, the food, the tickets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They make so much money. So I don't, I mean, I wouldn't think it would be a cost thing. I wonder if, and I was there early last year, but I wasn't there as early as, did you say you slept outside? I didn't do that. I got there.
Oh, yeah,
early.
We were outside, right.
I got there, like, say, somewhere around 5:30-ish. And when they let us in the gate, it was just like the Disney people were really, I mean, they just seemed like they weren't, they were sort of disorganized and that they were, you know, they set up like barriers of people. I don't think you probably saw that because you were probably already in the park. But when the second wave comes in, it just seemed like, I don't know if maybe they feel like it's too much for them now because it's gotten so many people. I mean, could that be it?
You know, I've read things where, I mean, I don't want nobody to quote me on it, but I have read things where people have said that Disney employees complained that it just became too much. Fans were out of control, which, you know what, I can see that. You know, I mean, some of them women are vicious. I ain't going to lie. I got run over by a hover round last year. I was ready to kick some Disney ass last year because some woman ran me down with her hover round because she wanted to get in line. So, I mean, yeah, it gets nasty. These women are ruthless when it comes to getting to where they want to go. You know, and then you got a lot of people in these wheelchairs and hover rounds that ain't got no business being in the hover rounds. You know, so that's another issue. So, I mean, yeah, it could be because it's gotten out of control. I would think that they could probably come up with a little bit more of a creative way to maintain things in a year than canceling it.
Exactly. I mean, I think they could definitely fix this. They could fix it if they wanted to.
Right. As far as the petitions go, I mean, I'm all for signing them, definitely sign them. But it's like I say, you know, when you have an email, it's very easy to delete. But when you send physical mail to an address, it's very hard to ignore when the mailman is coming in with these big bundles of sacks of mail, you know, propped on your desk. You know, like letters to Santa Claus or something. How can you ignore that kind of mail? Emails can be ignored extremely easily. So snail mail is definitely the way to go if this is what you guys want to do and you want to voice your opinions. I mean, the petition is great. I mean, but I don't think anybody would notice it unless it was actually legitimate and people didn't double sign and triple sign and quadruple sign. And you had at least 20,000 signatures. You know, I don't think it would be considered anything. You know, every star that I've had on has always said the fans have more power than they seem to know.
Well, you need to bring it. That's all I got to say.
So I do believe that if enough people make enough noise, that there can be some kind of a compromise made. You know, that's just, you know, that's as much as I can say about it, you know. There has to be some kind of compromise. I feel for the people on the West Coast. I feel for the people in the middle. You know, I mean, it's like a toss-up, but, you know, some of the things, even if it's on the West Coast.
I don't mind making the trip to Orlando. I would not mind making the trip down to Orlando. You know what I mean? But I haven't been on it.
What I'm saying is about the people in California, I can understand that a lot of them don't travel all the way over to Florida. That I can understand, and I can understand the Silk Cruise, and I'm certainly not taking anything away from it. I mean, if you can go, go enjoy it. It's just that it's so damn expensive that, you know, to, like, okay, so say if they had an event out there in their Disneyland. What's to say that over here in our Disney World land, we can't fly to California to go to theirs? You're talking about a hotel and the tickets, the same, it's the same concept. You know, the airfare might be a little bit more money, but it still would be feasible. But to go pay $1,000 for a room for 3 days to go to Mexico, I just don't think it's worth it, plus the airfare. I don't. I don't believe it's worth it. So, contact information for Brian Franz and everybody else on ABC, you can get it all at stardishradio.com. I can't recite it all to you now. And there's a petition going around on MySpace. I have it on my MySpace page at myspace.com/stardishradio. So you want the petition, post the widget on your page and pass it around. And have people sign it if that's what you want to do. But I certainly do believe that snail mail is what's going to get everybody's attention.
I agree.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, if you guys are out there, and I mean, I know I have some fantastic graphic artists that listen to the show, make up some postcards and send them in. How about, here's an idea if somebody's willing to take it on. Why don't you guys make up some postcards? You know how every year when you go to Super Soap, you got people handing you postcards. Here's some for Beth Ann Bonham. Here's some for Sean Ringgold to mail in to the studio to show that, you know, you want to support them. Why don't you guys create a Save the Super Soap Weekend postcard and pass them out at Super Soap Weekend and have them mail it in?
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
I mean, what better place to do it? You know, I mean, I talked about it earlier with Georgette, and we were saying, you know, maybe not, but I mean, I would suggest everybody do it and make their own, you know, and pass it out. If this is something that you guys really, really want, voice your opinions. I mean, like every star says, your voice is louder than you think, and I think it's a good idea. So, that's my thoughts on that. Let's see.
Hey, can I say something?
Yeah.
Okay. People, I heard this from someone about 3 years ago. I've been going for 6 years now, and this person who told me this is pretty legitimate and reliable, and this has to do with the guest list. The way they pick the guests is, they go and they start from the top and they go from A-listers. Now, there's tons of requirements that you have to have in order to be invited. You have to have a front burner storyline, and you have to be on all the time, and you have to be one of the A-listers, B or C. And what they do basically is they go through the cast and they see who's been there before, who sings, who likes to go, who interacts with the fans well, and
mm-hmm.
then they pick from that list. So let's say, for example, with General Hospital, the A-listers they consider to be are like Maurice Bernard, Steve Burton, Laura Wright, Kelly Monaco, and Ingo Rosacker. Now, we all know Ingo won't go because he went 1 year and never will be back. You know Steve Burton will never go ever again because of what happened in 2005. And I can't say I blame him because I was there and I saw some old lady punch the shit out of some other lady because she wouldn't get up by the gate. There's one point of his autograph session where he left for 20 minutes. He goes, I'll be back when you guys start acting your age. And he left, and then he came back a half an hour later. He was livid. Then you have Laura Wright, who will always be there because she's, you know, she's one of the fan favorites. Not only that, she's awesome with the fans. So they do that. Now, we know Steve, Mo, and Inga will not be there because they never go, and obviously Maurice won't go on a plane. So then they move to the next section of people, the B-listers. Then the B-listers are considered to be Rick Hurst, Nancy Lee Grahn. And there's a lot of people who are invited and just say, no, I don't want to go, or no, I can't go because of family things, or they have to work that day and they don't want to fly in that Saturday because they arrive them and they make them arrive there on Thursday because they have to go to meetings all day on Friday. Friday they go to all-day meetings so they know what's going on and what they have to do, like especially for people who have never been, like Jason Tam and Brittany Underwood, Darnell Williams, all of them. They have to go and they know what they're doing so they're not so confused when they start on Saturday. So they make them arrive Thursday, and a lot of people can't get out on Thursday because of their work scheduling and stuff like that. So then they have to move to the C-listers. And a lot of it has to do with, I know the storyline, but I know that there's no reason really why Greg's not there. I have no idea what happened there. That's just that I'm appalled and shocked about that. And then the same thing with Kimberly McCullough. Maybe she couldn't come because of work or maybe something came up, but that's shocking because I would imagine they'd bring her. She's been there for the past 3 or 4 years, as long as I can remember, since I've been going. So I don't
mm-hmm.
know what the deal with that is. But that's how they do it. They do it on that basis. And with the newbies, I'm not really quite sure why they're inviting the newbies, because they tend not to do that. I mean, they start a newbie, like two or three newbies every year, but then the list basically remains the same with Tyler and, like, the same people that go everywhere, like Tyler and Bradford and Laura Wright. Laura Wright's fourth year, or five, six, seven, yeah, it's her fourth year this year, you know, and stuff like that. So, but with One Life to Live, I mean, the GH list sucks. I mean, seriously. Who, like, there? It works for people who never gone and who've never met them before, who live in Florida and stuff, and live on the East Coast. But for someone like myself, when I go to GH events all the time and stuff, the list sucks. I wanted to see someone who's worth my time. Like, at least, why not, why the hell can't we bring Rick Hurst? Whatever happened with that? Better yet, what happened with Nancy Lee Grand? You bring her in 2004, and she hasn't been seen ever again. What is that about? Because Nancy Lee Grand, she's one of the most vocal actors out there, and I think she'd be a great addition to come back to Super Soap. I don't know. I think something happened with them, with Nancy Lee Grand, back when she was there in 2004, and that's why they never invited her. Rick Hurst was invited 1 year. I think he told me it was in 2002 or 2003. I think it was 2003, because that was the year I was went. If it wasn't in 3, it was in 2002. But that's why. So, I mean, that's how they do it, and they definitely base it on storyline. So if you really look at it, the people who are going are heavy in storyline. But then also, you can't bring one person and not bring their other half. That just makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Right.
So, and like Bree Williamson, I wish to God I would give my arm if Forbes could be there. I'd give away my left arm if he could be there to be beside there with Bree. And not only that, I would just give my arm so he could be there and enjoy it, because I know he loves going, and he's one of the fan favorites.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand the whole reasoning behind it. And I know he was fired, which is why he can't go, obviously. But I just don't understand what their whole motive was this year. And I'm somehow thinking and convinced that this list that came out on SoapNet is not even true. I think they're going to make changes and glitches to it, if you ask me. Because last year, they kept changing the list and taking it on and taking it off and putting it back and taking it on and taking it off. I don't think this is a final list, and I don't think it's going to be. I think that it's going to be changed at least 2 or 3 more times before they make it right.
Well, with the General Hospital thing, I just want to touch back. I received word from Megan Ward's publicist, because I had asked if she would go. And she told me that Megan was not invited because she was told that the only people that do get invited to Super Soap are couples or characters that the show is interested in heavily promoting.
Well, they don't need to heavily promote Skate, Sunny, and Kate, because the Skate fans are freaking crazy. So,
right,
yeah, that's probably why she's not there.
You know. So... that's Georgette's opinion on Super Soap Weekend.
Yay! I'm so glad I'm going, not.
Oh, stop it.
I'm going to see one person and one person only, Brittany Underwood. Thank you very much.
Michelle, who are you going to go, when you go, who are you and your friend looking forward to seeing that's on this list?
Well, I don't know exactly who Kara, actually Kara, when she goes, her favorite is Rebecca Hurt from General
right.
Hospital. But for me, I was really looking forward to trying to get to see Michael E. Knight, and I am so
right.
disappointed. I don't know. I mean, I'd like to see, Darnell Williams. I would like
mm-hmm.
to see him. I'd like to see Brittany Underwood and Jason Tam and
mm-hmm.
Probably Susan Haskell. And I love Michael Easton. I just love him. I really do.
Yeah,
I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him.
I haven't seen
years,
Cassie Tapata in 10 years.
Oh, you haven't? She's always there, though.
In 10 years. Because the last time I saw Cassie was here in Chicago when she was doing the tasting for the Friday for Chicago. I haven't seen her since.
Tommy, do you go to Super Soap Weekend?
I'm trying. Yeah, I want to go. I want to go because I haven't been. I don't feel, I'm just like Brandon. We both haven't gone. And I would love to go and see. I'd like to go and experience it for the first time. And I have, and unfortunately, it's going to be the last time. But, yeah, I definitely want to go. And some of the people I want to go see, definitely, is Rebecca Bunning on All My Children. Rebecca Bunning. Alicia, of course. Of course, our friend Eden, of course. Joanne, right? Our friend Eden's down there, too. I said, I want to go see Rebecca. I want to go see Alicia. I want to go see
mm-hmm.
Eden. That's from the MC. I want to go see the Fab Four from One Life to Live, the people that we had on, Joanne.
Kristen, mm-hmm. Brandon, Jason, and Brittany. Cassie the Pilot, Michael, see Cassie. I haven't seen Cassie in 10 years. Because the last time I saw Cassie was here in Chicago when she did the Taste when she first started on One Night Flip back in 98. And then 2 years later, she got married to Jim.
Mm-hmm.
She came back. But I haven't seen her in almost 8 years. So I would love to go down there and see her. You know?
Well, if you're going to go, you better go get your tickets, get your airfare before the airlines start charging for something else.
Yeah,
you know, Brandon, I really wish you would consider going.
Yes, I know. I would love to go, but it's such a busy time for me at work, and I don't know. It's so hard to get away during that time of year. So, but I would love to. I mean, I would love to. I would be one of those freaks who slept out in the parking lot at 1 a.m. just to get a chance to see Laura Wright. So I totally empathize with everything everybody's saying about that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your girl Laura Wright's going.
I'm on that, Brett, I would. I wouldn't even take a sleeping bag. I would sleep on the cold, hard asphalt.
As everyone does. You know, I mean, I don't know. I think I'm probably one of the more older people here. I'm 38, and I remember being a teenager and sleeping outside of Radio City Music Hall to get concert tickets. You know, I mean, that's what this feeling is like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when you go to wait for those tickets. It kind of throws you back a little bit to your teenage years when you used to have to do stuff like that before we had the internet, before we could just pick up tickets at a window. No, we had to camp out in Manhattan in whether it was a dead of summer or dead of winter, and we, you know, either froze or sweated our asses off because we wanted to see who we wanted to see. And that's exactly what this weekend brings. And then you have all these people surrounding you, and you trade stories, you trade emails, you trade numbers or whatever, and some people walk away with some lifelong friendships, and you might meet some crackpots also, because Lord knows I have. And, you know, you can honestly meet some people that really believe it is a Pine Valley or a Port Charles, you know. So it's interesting to see all the people, and you're not going to get that at Broadway Cares, and you're not going to get that at the CMAs.
No, you're definitely not. You know,
so.
I met some really, really nice people last year, and, you know, I met a girl and her mother, and I actually wrote about it because we blogged from Super Soap last year, a girl who had a brain tumor, and she and I were waiting outside in the Kelly Monaco holding pen. We had not the fast passes, but the standbys.
Mm-hmm.
And we waited and waited and waited, and, you know, you're talking with the mother, and you're, you know, talking about this young girl, her name was Jenna, and Jenna was so upset because she didn't get to meet Kelly, and then, you know, Kelly was leaving, and we just, like, called her over, and she came, and Jenna got her picture, and it was, like, it was amazing. It was just an amazing thing, and, you know, those are the stories. It's
mm-hmm.
the stories behind the stories that you meet at Super Soap that you would never find at any other little event but Super
right.
Soap. You know what I mean? And it's
absolutely
just, it's amazing. You meet some really incredible people. And I'm talking about fans.
Yeah. Last year, there was a young girl. Me and my friend Linda had been through our rounds already on the fast passes, and we decided to jump over onto One Life to Live. And there was a woman and her daughter. It was the little girl's birthday, and she had just turned 9. So the mom was asking us questions, and we were trying to fill her in. She had never been there before. They just got in the car from St. Pete and drove over to Orlando because the daughter, it was her birthday, and it's what she wanted to do for her birthday because she loved Susan Lucci. They had obviously gotten there too late to get a fast pass for Susan, so they decided to get on some other lines and you know, go around and meet people. So we kind of hung out with them for a little while. Her name was Samantha, the little girl. I can't remember the mom's name. And
got her some fast passes, and she went around on some lines and with some other people that we were with. And the thing that stood out for me was Sonia Eddy. She was online. Horses can be from the street jam from the night before. And this little girl, she was 9 years old, but she honestly looked like she was five. That's how tiny she was. So the Disney police didn't want to let the mom get on the line with her. They were like, no, you don't got a fast pass, so you're not going. So I said, I'll take her with me because I had one. So we get up to the line. I said, Sonia, I said, today's Sammy's birthday. Sonia Eddy picked up this girl in her arms and sang happy birthday to her with her hoarse voice and all as if it was her own child.
Oh, that is so nice.
It was so, so goose-pimply, tingly, good-feeling stuff, you know. And, I mean, this girl was 9 years old crying out loud. So can you imagine what it does to a woman at the age of 55 or 65, you know, that had been watching the show since they started?
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, everybody has a story behind Super Soap. I mean, Georgette, can you honestly remember the first time you went to Super Soap?
Yeah, man. Scott Clifton, baby. Woo-woo.
Is that the reason that you went for Scott Clifton?
Yeah, I went to see Scott Clifton and Tyler Christopher and Greg Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
And the first Soapy I ever met was at Super Soap Weekend. And I went and... there's a lot of stories. They're really long. I went and, like, the first person I ran into was Scott Clifton, and he saw us. We didn't know about the whole Fast Pass thing because we were new to it.
Mm-hmm.
And once you find out the first day and you talk to people, then you know the rest of the time.
Right.
So we went and we waited, and we stood by the – me and my sister back in the day. We stood by the line, and we hoped that he'd come up and talk to us. He told us we bothered him the whole time he had his autograph session for 2 hours. He's like,
mm-hmm.
come see me tomorrow. So we went the next day, and we got fast passes for everyone that was there from GH. We didn't
mm-hmm.
really go to One Life and AMC, and I didn't really start watching One Life and AMC until 2004. And we got his fast pass, and the first real, like, person I really got a fast pass in line and went to see was Greg Vaughn. I cried my eyes out because I saw him the day before, and I, like, went up to the thing, and I screamed and yelled and said, love you, Greg, blah, blah, blah. I saw him the next day, and finally, this is when he had long hair, too. It was, oh, I hated that long hair. And I saw him, and he goes, oh, I remember you from yesterday, and that made my day. So I went and cried, and it was sweet. It was nice. I liked it. Ben Scott... Yeah. Thought it'd be cool to, like, jump on me, and then he proposed to my sister in front of, like, all these screaming fans. It was hilarious. I miss Scotty a lot. I miss him so much because he made Super so fun for me big time.
These are the things that they're not going to get in any other event.
No, they go crazy at Super Soap because they get, like, all excited. And, like, I'll remember the second year I went because Scott Clifton went for the 3 years that I went. Maybe it was four. And he went, and every year he'd do something different. Like, the year after, he decided to jump on my back and just, like, take pictures of him, like, riding on my back. And he's not, like, a little kid. He's a heavy guy. And every year he got heavier and heavier. And, like, the third year he jumped on my back, and he wanted to see how long I'd be able to hold on and carry him. So he walked around with him on my back, and we walked around and joked around and took funny pictures and stuff like that. But it was a lot of fun. And then, like, the last year when he went, I, like, cried. I was like, it was the last time I get to see you at Super Soap. It sucked. It was horrible because I loved going to go see him. And the year
right.
Lindsay was there, Lindsay was like, Scott told me you and him had a rendezvous the day before. It was so funny. So
wow.
I really missed it. And at fan events, I mean, you get a lot of time with them, but they're so damn expensive. No one
yeah.
can afford to go to those things anymore. Are you kidding me? There's no way. And Super Soap Weekend, I think it's like the whole hype about it, and everybody's so excited to be there. So it's different.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you only get like 5 minutes even with them, like, or whatever. It all depends who you're going to go see. Like, for me, if I go see some people I know, then I know I get more time with them. if it's right. someone that I don't know, I get less time. But,
right.
like, for Forbes, he's always, I will never forget, for the past 3 years, I've been going on the rock and roller coaster with Forbes. And we
mm-hmm.
go and we take pictures, and he acts like a freaking retard on the roller coaster. It's so funny. And he, like, every year he makes me get him Red Bull. I bought him Red Bull, and he drank, like, 5 or 6 Red Bulls last year. And then he got on the roller coaster, and he was hyper as hell. So we had to buy the pictures, and then we went back to his autograph session that night before I went to go see Michael Easton at his autograph session. Oh, those Michael Easton fans, they're another kookaloo, because I wanted to pop someone in their head, let me tell you. So, but that's a whole other story. They're crazy. Crazy.
Yes.
So we went. And Forbes is just absolutely amazing, especially, and it's cool that they can interact with you and go on roller coaster rides with you. And we didn't even have to stand in line. We got through the VIP area and went on the roller coaster with them. And so it was fun. It's cool, but you're not going to ever have another. You can't. There's no way anyone could possibly recreate Super Soap. It's not possible. Like
right.
I said, the whole sitting outside at 1 o'clock in the morning, there's no way. 12 o'clock in the morning. Last year, we were not there at that time. Last year, we were there at a crazy hour that I will not mention because I don't want everybody to come at that hour. But,
exactly.
yes, we were there very, very early there last year. And we had so much fun because we made it fun. It's what you make of it. And, like,
right.
the first couple of years, I'm like, this is freaking ridiculous. This line is crazy, blah, blah, blah. But then you know what? You got so used to it, you learned to love it. It's part of the whole deal. It's so funny, exciting, and it's fun to watch your friends that are drunk, that are puking on the side of the road. It's hilarious. I laugh, and I think it's funny. This year, I must say, I'm doing a documentary this year. I'm going to tape stuff this year. And I asked my friends if I could tape them during, like, their little drunk stupors and stuff like that, and while they're seeing people and the funny things that happen. So I'm going to do a documentary. Hopefully it'll come out really nice. And I'm going to be like Bradford and Anderson. So I'm going to try to switch it up a little bit, especially since I'll have a lot of time on my hands. So
well, that'd
be interesting.
Cool.
Yeah.
Michelle, how was your first event when you went to Super Soap?
How was my first event? Did
yeah.
you say how was it? Yeah, no,
yeah.
it was great. I mean, I went because I wanted to meet Michael Easton. And by the way, I'm not one of those crazy fans. I'm just a regular fan.
Right?
But
I'm not saying all of them are, but I'm saying
no,
there
I'm
are
kidding.
Quite a few.
I know, I'm just kidding with you. But, no, I went because I really wanted to meet Michael Easton. That was, like, sort of my goal for Super Soap. And it was just so much more. I mean, all of the actors and actresses that I met were just so friendly and just so nice. I think that year I met Kumar. I met Melissa Archer. Now, why isn't she there this year? I mean,
exactly.
I don't
John
get
that. Bredesen.
And
I know why Melissa Archer's not there.
Why?
Forbes, Melissa Archer, and I had a really long talk about that in November last year, because November last year I was in New York City for like a week and a half before Super Soap. I was there for a week and a half, and I sat there and hung out with Forbes and saw him. And then 3 days later, I saw him again at Super Soap for 3 days in a row. So Melissa Archer says she hates it. She thinks it's horrible, and she hates doing it. So that's probably why she wasn't there.
Okay.
Oh,
well, that's
nice
yeah, to know.
That probably is why if she doesn't like it. I mean, I guess some actors don't like it, but it seems like a lot of them really get into it, though. They seem like they really enjoy, you know, meeting the fans. And some of them, I think, get into the craziness of it all.
Anderson.
Yeah, well, just so everybody knows, there's still a contest going on ABC.com through The View. You can still win a trip to Super Soap Weekend. The deadline is October 5th at 11:59 a.m. So you can still go and try and win a trip for 3 people plus yourself to go to Super Soap Weekend through The View. And they're saying that someone from The View is going to be there. Now, whether it's Sherry Shepherd, she was there last year. She did a good job. It might be Whoopi Goldberg. Who knows? I read somewhere today that Elizabeth Hasselbeck was probably leaving. So I don't know. I doubt it's going to be Barbara Walters. So if you want to go try and win a trip to Super Soap, go visit abc.com. Also, I want to say, getting back to Bob Guinea, When I had him on the show talking about Cooking to Get Lucky, which is a hysterical, laugh-your-ass-off funny show that him and Eden Riegel have,
I said to him, if these people were smart, they would give Bob his own autograph session. And I still push for that. So I'm really hoping that they will do that for him.
They won't. He has so many. You can't. He holds so much crap during the day. He doesn't even have a voice to talk.
So what? So did Sherry Shepherd. She was only there for a day, and she had her autograph session. So what?
Mm-hmm.
She only had it for an hour and a half or whatever it was. You know, she was only there for a day. She had to leave the following day, and she still did her hosting duties. I think it would be a great idea to have Bob Guinea in an autograph session. That's my opinion. I love Bob.
Bachelor Bob.
That's how I know him. You know what's funny is that when he was on the show, he said that he felt that most people really recognized him because he was married to Rebecca. But truthfully, I watched him on The Bachelor, and that's how I remember him is as Bachelor Bob. So, yes, I like Bob Guinea. So that's my opinion on that.
I love Bob. He's sweet.
Yes. So we're rounding it down to 4 minutes. Tika Sumter tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. And I'm going in another direction other than soaps, and I noticed that my oh-so-loyal listeners aren't so loyal if it's not a soap person. So boo-hoo on all of you. I have an actor by the name of Jared Einstein, who just recently starred opposite Shia LaBeouf in Eagle Eye. And
yeah,
he's got a new movie coming out in Christmas Day with Forest Whitaker. So he's coming on October 10th, I believe, and we're going to talk about that. Then I'm having
everybody, go see. I went to see Eagle Eye last weekend. It was a very action-packed movie with Shia LaBeouf, and it's a very good movie. And it was the top box office show last week.
Definitely have to check that out. And then I'm going to have on rapper Mams Taylor. He's kind of an unconventional rapper. He's from England, and he just did a song with Good Charlotte, Joel Madden from Good Charlotte, and it was really, really good. I liked it, LA Girls. It wasn't that gangster nonsense BS that you hear that you don't like that my kids listen to and I can't stand. he'll be on. And if anybody remembers Jesse Metcalf from Desperate Housewives.
Yes, of course. Okay. Yeah, and also he was Miguel on Passions, too.
Okay. He got punched in the face not too long ago outside of a club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy that I'm having on the show actually punched him in his face. So
what?
They kind of like threw that in the invitation. They were like, here, we want you to have on Mam's Tail. Oh, by the way, he punched Jesse Metcalf in the face. Okay, so that's who he is. So we're going to do a lot more soap chats, so I want everybody to tune in for those. You know, the guests are a little thin this month due to scheduling, but, you know, it changes every week, and you're not going to know unless you sign up for the email alerts at stardustradio.com. Michelle from the Palm Beach Daily News Soapbox, thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, Michelle.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Time. We're going to have to get together down in Super Soap, so we'll definitely be in touch before November 15th.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely. And I want to thank everyone else that called in tonight, Brandon, Tony, Georgette, Courtney, Aaliyah, Rita, and Jenna, and I can't remember who else I'm forgetting. And thank you to Barb in the chat room for participating. Georgette, Barb in the chat room says hey.
I got to message her, by the way. Okay.
All right, well, she's saying hey, so go message her. We have 1 minute left, so don't forget, tomorrow night, Tika Sumter will be on 10 p.m. Eastern Time, the lovely Layla Williamson. So from Stardish Radio to all of you, have a wonderful night, and we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Hey, everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.